Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We're now Masechet Gemara Daf Yod Dalet Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the second parak of Masechet Gemara. It's a relatively short parak, and we'll cover it over the course of three podcasts, each one focusing on one of the three Mishnayot in the parak. The parak begins where the last parak left off, with contrasting Korban Tzibur with Korban Yachid, specifically in the area of Tmura, and now we broaden the net and take a look at some of the significant differences between Korban Yachid and Korban Tzibur. Yesh b'Korbanot Yachid she'en b'Korbanot Tzibur, v'yesh b'Korbanot HaTzibur she'en b'Korbanot HaYachid. And what is that? So Korbanot HaYachid osin Tmura. A Korban Yachid, you could make a Tmura, v'en Korbanot Tzibur osin Tmura. We already saw that. Korbanot Yachid, nagot bein bizcharim bein mendekevot. And this, the way that we would read this simply is, Korban, some Korbanot Yachid are male, some are female. Korbanot Tzibur ain't nohig al mizcharim, all Korbanot Tzibur are male. However, the Gemara is going to read it in a different way, which will lead it to some problems that we will then solve. Korbanot Yachid chayavin ba'achrayutan. You are responsible for them, and if you didn't bring them one day, you have to bring them the next day. V'achriyut nischeihem, and the nesachim that go along with them. Korban tzibur ein chavin v'achriyutan v'lo v'achriyut nischeihem. Aval, here's the caveat. Chavin v'achriyut nischeihem mishgar v'azevach. Once you brought the korban, you have to bring them the nesachim. Yesh b'korbanot tzibur Hashem b'korbanot yachid. Now, where are korbanot tzibur more severe? Korbanot tzibur dochin et ha-shabbat v'atatumah. A Korban Tzibur, if it's supposed to come on Shabbat, comes on Shabbat, and will come in certain circumstances, even when Rov Am Yisrael and Rov HaKohanim are Tmeim. Korbanot Yachid, Enan Duchin, Not Shabbat V'lo HaTumah. So Rav Meir says that that's really not the issue. And he proves it. V'alo Chavitei Kohen Gadol, Upar Shel Yom HaKippurim. Both private Korbanot, Korbanot Yachid of the Kohen Gadol, Korbanot Yachid Hen, V'dochin Et Shabbat V'atumah, they're brought on Shabbat, and they're brought in B'tumah. The reason is not because Yachid Tzibur, rather it's Mano Kavua, because if it has a set time, it's brought on Shabbat, and has to be brought on that day, even if it's B'tumah. If it doesn't have a set time, so wait, after Shabbat, wait till there's no Tumah. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Korban Yachid was a Tumah. So the Chlalahu, is that true? That all Korbanot Yachid can do a Tumah? Very ofot to Korban Yachid. By the way, there is no Korban Tzibur of an of. Ve'enos et tmuran, as we said in the last Mishnah of the first parak, a bird cannot be made into a tmura. So the answer is, kiktani bebehima ktani, meaning that our Mishnah is referring only to behemot. And in behemot, indeed, only Korban Yachid can work. Alright, v'hari vlad, to Korban Yachid, hu ve'enos et tmura. It's not true that every Korban Yachid can make a tmura, because after all, a vlad can't. Well, maybe hamani rabbi yudahi. We already saw Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that a Vlad can. A Vlad osa tmura. But re tmura atzma, the Korban Yachidi, a tmura itself, tmura shlamim, for instance, is a Korban Yachid, ve'eno tmura osa tmura, and it can't make a tmura. So the answer is kitani v'ikar ziv chaktani. Right, what we mean is the base Korban, the index Korban, that's the one that can make a tmura, Korban Yachid and Abed Tzibur. So we can go back and say, when the issue of the Vlad comes up, we're not referring to a Vlad, referring to the essential Korban itself and not its offspring, and even Rabbanan would agree. Okay, Korbanot Yachid Nohagot, Bein Bizcharim, Bein Benekevot. We male or female. Klalahu again. Very Olan to Korban Yachid, and so the way that they're reading it is that all Korbanot Yachid could be male or female. That's not true, because in Olah, Korban Yachid was a Zachat, Yachid has to be male. So Ayika Olah Ta'of, the answer is there is an Olah that could be female, and that is an Olah bird. The Tanya, Tamud V'Zachrut B'Vheimah V'Ein Tamud V'Zachrut Be'ofot. We have this Brita in Menachot, that the issue of not being a Balmum, and the issue of gender, only applies to Be'mot and not to Ofot. V'Rechatat, to Korban Yachidi, Unikevatya Zachar Lo'atya. When it comes to a Chatat, it's the opposite. It's a Korban Yachid, it must be female. The answer is Ha'ika Seir Nasi. We know that we have also the Chatat of a Nasi, the mighty Zachar, that's male. Which means now, Korban Yachid, it isn't, you could do male or female, some are male, some are female. Va'ika Asham Yachid, the Zacharat in the Kevaloati, and there is no Asham Tzibur, and all Ashamot Yachid are male, some one-year-old, some two-year-old rams. So when the Rabbanan made this distinction in the Mishnah, they're referring only to things which both exist, Biyachid and Bitzibur, and saying there's the difference. Hasham Biyachid Ite Bitzibur Leite. There is no public Hasham, therefore it's not on the table for this discussion. If you buy it Eima, the other way to look at it is Miktani Kol Korbanot, and this comes back to the general way of reading the Mishnah. Do we say all Korbanot of Yachid are like this? Yesh per Korbanot Tani. What it means is, and the way the Mishnah says it is Yesh per Korbanot, meaning there are some Korbanot that are male or female. Umay Niru Shlamim. The Shlamim of an individual could be male or female, his choice. Barn the Kibal Maiti, Rai Zachar Maiti. As opposed to Korban Sibur, where the one Shlamim that you bring, Zivchei Shlamit Sibur, on Shavuot, Dafka has to be male. Okay, Korban Yachid Chayavin Bachrayutan. So Menahani Mili, how do I know that you have to bring, that you're responsible for the Korban Yachid? So it's Tanar Banan, Dvayom, the Pasuk is Dvayom Yavon. It's talking about Musafei Harigalim. So what we're looking for really is how we know the Korban Sibur is not Chayav Bachrayutan, meaning if the day passed, you didn't bring it, you don't bring it. And again, like Rav Meir said, that's really a function more of its time-bound commitment than its being tzibur. So, melamed shekol hayom kasher lemusafin. The fact that it says dvar yom teaches that you can bring musafin all day. Dvar yom biyomo, bring it on its day. Melamed shim avar hayom v'lo hevi, yeno chayav b'achriyutan. If you didn't bring it that day, then you're not chayav. We don't say the next day you got to bring two musafin. Let's say it's a moed. And then you bring that day. Yacholo yechay b'achriyut niskeyem. So I might think that even if you brought the Zevach and didn't bring the Nesachim, you're off the hook. Talmud Lomar, Minchatam v'niskehem, meaning you have to bring the Menachot and Nesachim of the Korban and the drushes, Balayla and Lamachar, meaning even that night and even the next day. And there's some Menachot even 10 days later. Once the Korban is brought, you have to bring the Nesachim, and even if the day passed, you bring it the next day. Resh Lakish Amar, so Resh Lakish pipes into this brayta and says, Mehacha Milvad Shabtot Adonai, which is the next pasuk. What does that mean? So the Rashi explains it is that Minchatam V'Niskehem Milvad, meaning that even if the Korban was brought on Yom Tov, which was on Erev Shabbat, so you'll bring the Nesachim even on Shabbat. Utsricha. Now why do we need both pasukim? If we only had that last phrase, Havamena Bayom In Balayla Lo, I might think that you have to bring it the next day, meaning during the day. But you can't bring it the night in between. Therefore, it says, Minchatam niskehem, as if like to say it's an extension of the Korban, goes through the night. I would have thought that you only bring it the night, but not the next day, meaning, with all of Kodshim, the night is an extension of the day. Any korban you bring during the day that's eaten is eaten through that night. Maybe the next day, like shlamim, but it's eaten through that night. So tzricha, that's why I need both psukim. But time out, unesachim mikav b'layla, since when could we bring nesachim at night? V'atanan, it's really v'atanya, ein li ela dvarim shtarkan likar b'layla. I only know that things can go on the Mizbeach and stay there, which are brought at night, can go on Evarim B'Torim Shabbat Kuvim Mavuah Shemesh, like the fats of Korbanot brought during the day that can be brought up after sunset, and they're devoured all night and consumed all night. Things that are brought during the day can go on HaKometz, V'Alvonah, U'Minchat Nesachim. So you see that Nesachim is only during the day. Shemalani B'Torim Shemesh, that you bring them up after sunset. How could you bring them up after sunset? You just call them things that are brought during the day. Meaning you bring them up with sunset, just before sunset, and they can stay on all night. And as we saw in Zvachim, Riba. Zot Torah Ta'ola is a ribui. A lot of things go up. Good, but the point is, Ktani Miya Nesachim Bayom. Nesachim is brought here as something that's only offered during the day. So how do we answer that? Rachama Lokasha Kamli Kadesh Kamli Karev. So the first answer Rachama gives is you must be Makadesh it during the day, but you could offer it up at night. Amalei Rava, so Rava turns to up and says, Imikdash Kachi Kruvi Mikruvi. If you can Makadesh it during at night, during the day, then you have to bring it during the day. And if you can only you can be Makadesh it even at night, then you can offer it at night, but you can't make that split. What's the proof? Anything that's offered during the day has to be mitkadesh during the day. And ben bayom ben laila, things that can be offered both times, kodesh ben bayom ben laila, which means the zone of time during which it can be offered is the only zone of time during which you can be mitkadesh it. So Rambam Chama's resolution doesn't work. Alam Rav Yosef, minchat nesachim mehamat nita. He says, no, Minchat Nesachim should not be in that Braita, because it really is not Davar Shedarkoli Karei Bayom, and it really is offered up at night as well. Okay, that's what happened in Bavel. Now, Kisalik Rav Dimi made Aliyah. Ashkechle Rav Yirmiyah. He found Rav Yirmiyah, Diyati v'kamar shvei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He heard him saying the following. How do I know that nesachim, that accompany a korban, must be offered up during the day? Which is a comparison, a juxtaposition between nesachim and shlamim. Mashlamim bayom of nesachim bayom, just like shlamim can only go up during the day, nesachim can only go up during the day. So Amar Rav Dimi said, if I could find somebody who's sending a letter back to Bavel, I would send this message back to Rav Yosef and tell him not to delete Minchat Nesachim from that brayta. Volokash, and here's how he could answer it. Rabbi Bachama tried one answer. Here's the other answer. Nesachim on a ba'im a zevach, v'kan, nesachim on a ba'im b'fnei atzman. Nesachim come with a zevach, really a davar shedavar yishidar kol ikarei bayom, must be brought during the day. Nesachim had come along with the korban, and nesachim had come on their own, they can be brought during the night. V'yavei le'igrata, there's a side piece, mi'ef shalom yishlachas, since when could you send a letter like that? From Riyamba Baredu Abichia Bar Amar Miyochan and Kotvei Halachot Kesorefa Torah. Somebody who writes Halachot down is like they're burning the Torah. We'll see why in a minute. Valla made me, and anybody who studies from them, Enon Rotel Schar, does not get any Schar of learning. And back that up, Darsh Biyura Barachmanim, Yitrugamani to Rish Lokish, Katuba Charomer, Ktob Lachat Advei Ma'ila. In the same Pasuk, Hashem says to Moshe, Ki Alpi Advei Ma'ila. Write down these words because based on the oral version of these words, Lomar lachad v'em shabal pei atari shalom ran mikhtav v'shabikhtav v'shabikhtav v'yatav v'shayin lomran al pet. Things that are Torah shabal pei aren't supposed to be written down. And there's a clear distinction in that single pasuk. Those that which is written and that which is bal pei. And therefore, you're not allowed to write this stuff. You're not allowed to write halachot. That has to be remained as a Torah shabal pei. So Amri Dilma Milta Charita Shani. So the answer they gave was maybe when you have a new teaching, you have to write it down so you won't forget it. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Ma'ani Besifra Dagaret Tabeshabtes. An example on Shabbat, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish used to look into a book they had Sifra Dagaret where they kept notes of the drashot that were given because they were new things. For Darshi Ahachi, and here was their explanation for it, or their justification. Eight Lasot Ladoi Feira Torah Tacha. There's a time that we have to work for God, so we sometimes have to sometimes reject one thing. And it's in order to fulfill the eight lasot Lashem, because we have to act very zealously to save God's Torah, we have to maybe pull back one thing of the Torah. Rabbi Nata, of course, turns that around, the last Mishnah in Brachot. Amri mutav te'aker Torah v'shekach Torah mi'Yisrael. Better to erase one thing and not lose everything. Okay. So that was how we answered why they were why he was allowed to write it, although he didn't write it, that we know of. Then our papa turns around and says, now that you're going to tell me that nesachim that come independently can be brought at night, so if you get nesachim that arrive in the evening, you could be mekadesh them then, and you could offer them then. Because after all, we said, if you could offer it at that time, you can Mekadosh it at that time. Amar Rav Yosef, Vredu Rav Shamei, L'Rav Papa. So he said to Rav Papa, Tanim Saleh, Zaklau, Kol HaKorayom, and HaKorayosh HaLayom, Kol HaLayla, Korayosh B'Layla, and Kol HaKorayosh B'Mayom B'Layla, Koray B'Mayom B'Layla, Korayosh B'Mayom B'Layla. Good. V'ala Barava. V'alot HaShachah Poselet Bahem Ke'Ivarin. So if you have nesachim that you got at night, then they must be put up before dawn, just like any other nighttime thing, like the evarim, that if they're not put up by dawn, they're pasul. Okay, Kiyat Rav Dimi. So now Rav Dimi came back to Bavel. He quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehot Sadak. This is a sort of a summary of the Parsha of Musafim, meaning elu chovot about chova baregel. This is a reference to things that you bring baregel that are obligations like the musafim and also the private obligations like chagigah. Levad min yirechem and invotechem. The next passage in the pasuk means the meral nedarim davot shekrevin b'chulot shel moed. Levad means you don't do it today, but you do it chol moed and you bring the nedarim and davot. Ula olotechem. The next word. He says, what's that talking about? It can't be neder nava. We already covered that. These are other olot, like a yoledet or matzora that have to bring such a thing, but they can be brought cholamoid ulaminchot techem and b'mei katuv medaber. What's that talking about? And the same problem, even minchat neder kramor, even minchat navar kramor, you already have neder navar covered. Hey, medaber el minchat should be chote of minchat knaot. The proper gears is minchat chote, minchat knaot, meaning both of them are minchat chote, but the one that's unique to a sota. And that those are brought chol ha-moshmoyed to it. U'niskechem u'lishalmechem, what's that about? Makish nesachim l'shlamim, as we saw, ma shlamim bayom, v'nesachim bayom, they have to be brought during the day. U'lishalmechem, what's that? L'rabot shalmei nazir, to extend it to even shalmei nazir, if a nazir's time concludes during cholo shalmoyed. So Marle Abaye, Abaye then turned to Rav Dimi, who had this quote, and said, why are you saying Shalmei Nazir? Why don't you say Shalmei Pesach? Shalmei Pesach is, of course, if you brought money for Pesach and you had surplus money. That money, meaning dedicated too much money for the Pesach, that surplus goes to Shlamim. So that's Bar Cholamoy. De'i Shalmei Nazir, Yidav Nidavu. After all, Shalmei Nazir is something that you could voluntarily commit to, which you can't do with a Pesach. Because how do I know that Shalmei Nazir can be voluntarily committed to? Because we have the following brayta. Anything that you could voluntarily commit to could be brought on a private bama, like in your backyard bama, when there was a heter bamot. If it's not, then it can only be brought in the big bama, the big central bama, Nov and Givon, etc. This really is a brayta that nazirut could be brought b'nibmat yachid divrei meir, which means that nazirut is something that could be voluntarily brought. Otherwise, it can't be brought b'mat yachid. And since that's the case, it's already in ned there and it's already covered. So he says, "Sami mikan nazirut." Nazirut should not be in that last brayta, and the korban nazirut is not brought b'mat yachid. So wait a second. Is there anybody who really thinks that a korban nazir can't be voluntarily brought? V'haktiv, in a very odd pasuk, of Shalom, starts his rebellion by telling David that he's going to Hebron to bring a korban. If you remember, of Shalom, after he killed Amnon, ran away from David, who was gone for a couple of years, and then he came back Yoav's machinations with Isha Chachama got him to come back, but nonetheless he started the rebellion because David still wouldn't see him, and he told David that when he was up in Geshur with his mother's father, that he took a neder that if he ever got back he would bring a korban. So when I was in Geshur, that's important for this piece in the Gemara, I took a neder, and so I'm going to Hebron, which means he's bringing the korban nazir at a bamat yachin in Hebron. Because there's no Beit HaMikdash now. This is the time I had to bamot. So my lava korban isn't. You're going to bring the korban. So lo, ikar nidro amar. He's just saying that he's going to fulfill his neder. Ikar nidro b'chevron ave. He didn't make his neder in Hebron. Meaning, he's saying that he made his neder in Hebron. He didn't make his neder in Hebron. Like sure, but he made his neder way up north in Geshur. He said, indeed, he didn't go to Hebron to bring the korban. He went there to get the animals and to bring them to Yerushalayim to bring. If you think he was actually going to be makriv them, which of course is strange because this whole thing was a cover to start a rebellion in Hebron. But why would he leave Yerushalayim and be makriv b'Hebron? But of course that's an anachronistic question because at his time Yerushalayim is not the special place. Givon is. So if you're going to parse the pasuk that way and say the neder that I took, I'm going to Hebron to get animals for, it should be I'm going to get animals from there. And Olam Lakruve was going to offer it there. And you're wondering why he ignored Yerushalayim and brought in Hebron. Tikshilach Givon. The big question is why he didn't go to Givon. Makom Kadoshu, that was the central Bama, that's where Shlomo had his dream, and Ella Kevan Shutrabamot, call Echadabai Makri, but the answer is a Hetabamot, you can bring wherever you want. Okay, so parenthetically, it's a side point with which we'll end, Abaim Shana Laman. It says that at the end of 40 years, Avshalom made this statement. So what are these 40 years? It's 40 years after the Jews first asked for a king in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chet. Titania, we have the following. That was the 10th year of Shmuel's leadership. For 10 years he had ruled on his own, and now they asked for a king. For 1 year he and Shaul worked together. For 2 years Shaul ruled alone. Another 37 that David ruled, and so they're reading that the merit of Shalom happened near the end of David's career, because David, of course, was king for 40 years and 6 months. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah on the next podcast. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.